KB6RRX.
This is KI4DOS, in that control room station. 4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right you portion. Quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those first, and then we'll grab the echo link stations after that. Well, I'd like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard and his sweet bride. WB9RA, that's Miss Sally, and their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL. They're all down there in Simpsonville. And KI4GOD, that's Mr. John over in Greenville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don in Bowling Springs. And KM4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over in Greer. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And K4ROW, that's Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echo Link, Dacusville, in and out.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon. He's over there in Dacusville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you are doing well. Additional Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Nashua, New Hampshire. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg. He's up in Nashua, New Hampshire this evening. You are doing some traveling there, young man. You be careful out there on your travels. And thanks for taking the time to check in with us down here in South Carolina. And you have a safe trip, and hope you and your family are doing well. All right, y'all, that's got all the Echo Link stations and all the pre-nets, so we'll go over to the alphabet now. Starting at the very front of the alphabet on this Saturday evening, in the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, please check in via telephone relay. My daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all, she's in Wareshoal, and we'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Marina and their daughter Michelle via telephone relay is KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle, and she's down in Wareshoals. And Rick and Lorena are in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Yes. WD4DYH, Johnny, Travers Rest, Field Day Site. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, sir.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to M4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's done. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny, up there at Traveler's Rest at the Field Day site. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. I didn't know that y'all were having Field Day. Where y'all at?
Park, where we were 2 years ago.
I didn't hear anybody announce that any time on the radio, but y'all have fun up there. Maybe I can get up there in the morning sometime to see you set up.
Will you come out? I'm sorry you didn't know. I would have called you and told you. Anyway, we will welcome anybody who wants to come out and see us. WD4DYH.
You take care up there at the Field Day site. Tell everybody to make a lot of contacts. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I'm a little bit out of turn here, but I'm going to
Old Foxtrot, if you're on an HT, you need to move around, get on your X a little better. But I'd love to get you into the net here. Try it again.
Sorry, I'm on Johnny's radio now. That'll let you work a little better. This is Bob K4RHF, and I spell my name the same way, but I'm not at home today. I'm at the
We got you, K4RHF, up there at the Horse Park Traveler's Rest at the Field Day site. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us there, Bob. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's try that Echo Link station one more time. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. James, if you don't have audio capabilities there, young man, shoot me a text message. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. I hope you are doing well. You'll need to send me a text, or maybe you'll holler at me through voice here in a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no traffic, but I'll hang around tonight, Gary.
K4DOS. Good evening, sir. If you would, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Golf Zulu Golf 4TZG, and I'm not going to hang out long. I'm going to bed here in a minute.
and a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. I hope both of y'all are doing well. And KM4GZG, that's Mr. David, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And I understand you're an early bird. You go to bed early, so you must get up early. So get you some rest there, young man. Tomorrow's another day. Additional stations echo through hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. If you and Miss Joy are well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Flexor, North Carolina. Good evening, you and Joy, Gary. Good evening, all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4, DOS. Please check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4. Juliet Echo Tango. That's Matthew from Pickens over here in Dickensville, actually, at the field day. And just no traffic. Just appreciate you calling the net tonight.
Meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride. KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Larry, I missed if you were going to stay in tonight. I was doing something else. I've already, when you started, I got your calls and everything down, and I wasn't listening when you said if we're going to be in and out or if you're going to be around.
KK4JBQ.
I do appreciate that, and we will talk to you in just a little bit. Also, I'd like to say good evening to WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew. He's normally up in the Table Rock area over in Pickens County, but he's over in Dacresville this evening at the Field Day site. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's my pretty little bad joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room. She was reading when I came in here to the radio. Now we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary, and everybody on the net. Please check in N4NLR, November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India Mike. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Please send me an out, Gary. Good evening, everybody on the net. N4NLR.
KLS. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Traverse Rest at the YMCA at the Field Day site. 7-3, you're on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Please check in. Kilo 2, R2, India, Matt. Loud and Edmund on the negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening to N4NLR. That's Mr. Jim. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's up in Traveler's Rest instead of being over in Western Greenville County tonight up at the Field Day site. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. I'll make a lot of contacts, have a lot of fun up there at the Field Day site. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you are doing well. You tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Let's see here. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Mike through Papa, M through P. I think I got confused myself tonight, folks. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 10, November 2, Oscar Golf. I'm out here at Greer Amateur Radio Field Day. Having a good time. I'm out here with Matt, and we're negative negative, 73 to all. Come on out and say hi tomorrow.
For DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N2OG. That's Mr. Scott. He's up there at Traveler's Rest at the Field Day site, along with Mr. Matt. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. And, Scott, if I can get loose in the morning, I'll try my best to run by there for a few minutes. And I told Johnny I might run on up there to their location and see them. So I got two places to go tomorrow, maybe three. So I don't know if I get to all of them or not. But do appreciate it. Y'all make a lot of contacts. Have a lot of fun there, young man. Now let's move up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is W1RPG Mobile Bob. Traveling home from the Blue Ridge Field Day site.
DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom.
Control. Please check in KQ4TBD. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Brava Delta. My name is Angela, and I'm located in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Good deal, man. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill, Owen, Calpens, I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, thank you for calling the net tonight on this busy day. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, KQ4SBW. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W1RPG. That's Mr. Bob. He's out there on the mobile, headed home from the Field Day site. Bob, you be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and I bet you're having fun out there on CW, down there with all these people on the Field Day tonight. Hope you are anyway. But tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela down there in Southern Greenville County. Angela, appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well there, young lady. That's the first time you've checked in with me. But we welcome all the new hams, and congratulations on your ham license there. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. And next up is KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, booming in over there from Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4SBW, that's Mr. Jamie up there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec to Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
I4DOS. In KQ4SZK, that's Kilo, Quebec 4, Sierra, Zulu, Kilo. This is Chris in Greenville. First time checking.
4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4SZK. That's Mr. Chris over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris, and welcome to the hobby. Congratulations on your new call, getting your license. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you have as much fun on ham radio as I do. If you do, you're going to be a happy fella. But do come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night that you can make it. Different net controller each night. But come back when you can. We'd love to have you. Hope you are doing well. We'll go up to the end of the alphabet now. The patient group on a Saturday night, the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Mike. KI4VM. Be negative and negative. In Greenville.
KI4DOS4GD, Whiskey 4 Golf Echo Delta. This is Randy over behind Furman. We'll be negative and negative.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4VM over there in Greenville. You've checked in with me before, but I cannot remember your name. Give me your name, please.
Oh, sorry, it's Alan.
Got you in the log here, young man. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. I'll try to remember that next time, but do appreciate you being here. And then we got W4GED. That's Mr. Randy up there behind Furman University. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Randy. Hope you are doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS is W4YWW.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4YWW, Mr. Burt, the young man.
Hello, folks. Glad to work you. Second contact on this, using a new headset. So I hope I got it about adjusted. You got the name right, Bert. I'm in Orlando and, been down here 40 years, grew up in Macon, Georgia. But thanks for letting me check in. Don't have any traffic. Just want to say hello. I wonder if you do know my friend K4JUG up there, Francis. Go ahead.
Yes. Channel 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, Leroy at the Blue Ridge Field Day site. Negative and negative. Good evening to that.
To DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Whiskey, Zulu. KO4WWB. My name is Ken, Charlie Hotel, Alex in Alexandra, and my QTH is the Blue Ridge Field Day site. That represents the question on the net,
Jeff. Your DOS crossing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And I'm going to back up just a little bit. W4YWW, Mr. Bert down there in Orlando, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bert, and you are sounding good. Sound like you're sitting here in the room with me. You got all the audio controls on your Echo Link set up just right. And I do not know K4JUG, unfortunately. Maybe I can get an eyeball QSO on him one of these days. But thanks for being with us from Orlando, and you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Then we'd like to say good evening to a couple of check-ins, KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy. He's up there at the Blue Ridge Field A site at the Horse Park and Traveler's Rest. And KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chan. He's also up there at the Field A site, Traveler's Rest, with the Blue Ridge Group. Hope both of you fellas are doing well. Hope y'all have a lot of fun up there at the Field A site. And folks, I got a message from Tommy, K4XP, down there in Southern Greenville County. And his sweet little bride got her call sign, and I did not actually realize that at the time. But I've got several Angelas in here and around. But I appreciate her checking herself in tonight. And we do appreciate that. And Tommy, again, tell Miss Angela congratulations. And I hope she enjoys the hobby as much as I do. Alrighty, where was I? In the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KI4DOS.
Yes, KA5WLL. Also check in Whiskey 4,
Delta Kilo,
Foxtrot, Dorian, also the Field Day site.
Now, tell Mr. Dorian we got him. W4DKF up there at the Field A site in Traveler's Rest at the Horse Park. I do appreciate you checking Dorian in, and hope y'all have a good time. We'll go up over to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Kilo Charlie 4. India Victor Papa, KC4IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Since Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack Rocky. Y'all have a great one. Set 3.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo India Kilo, Brandt and Fletcher, Bravo Romeo, Alpha November Tango. Please check me in and out.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4IVP. That's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steve. Hope you are doing well. And KJ4BKI, Master Jack, he's up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Master Jack. Hope you're doing well. And Jack, got a question for you real quick. Did the Rock Hill Club up there sell that 2000 that y'all had on the swap net? Jumped in and out real quick. So we'll finish out the people that checked in. That'd be KQ4KIK, Mr. Brent, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brent. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First one up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, up there in Penrose. Patrick, what have you and Miss Elise been up to today there, young man?
For HKX. Well, Gary, we started off the day, or I did, by having some trees removed around the house here. A buddy of mine come up and helped me do it. And we got them laid down, I guess it's about lunchtime when we got finished up. And then after that, I've just been enjoying the air conditioning.
I tell you what, as tight as it is up there around your house, I don't know where you cut the trees down, but I'm sure y'all will have to be very careful. Didn't lay a tree on the house or the trucks or the cars or the, oh gosh, all that stuff you got around your house. But I'm glad you got all that done and got it done before lunchtime or around lunchtime. And I don't blame you. I'd go in there and enjoy that air conditioning as well. I'm tearing a barn down out here behind the house, and I tell you, it's between the humidity and the heat, it's been kind of rough last couple of days, but it's just about over with now. I got just a little bit more. I'm going to finish up sometime tomorrow afternoon, and may get up early in the morning and go out instead of going to the church and just go ahead and get that done. You know, you got to make hay while the sun shines sometimes.
And sometimes that's what you got to do. And I was going to ask you how you're coming on tearing that down so you can get your quote on your building and get it started going. But I know you sent me a picture of it, and it's about three quarters down in the picture, so I assume everything's been going pretty smooth.
Real smooth as far as that goes, and I've already got my building ordered. They didn't give me a price and all that. And they hadn't given me a delivery date yet, but they said it'd be 6 to 8 weeks because they were busy building buildings and all of that stuff. So I got to send them a picture of that pad after I cleaned it off, and then they'll set a date up to bring it down and set it up. So all of that's going that way. But it's coming along real well. Yeah, I sent you a picture, but I had one beam that ran from the front wall to the back wall. And once I got all the rafters off and I tore one part of the top plate off and a header over the roll-up door, that wall started sagging in. That beam pulled the two walls together, or pulling them out of each other. And I had to be real careful getting that one down, but once I got it down, everything went well and straightened back up. And I was kind of sweating it, though, a little bit, Patrick. I was afraid that if I put too much pressure on that, one wall would fall. So I didn't know which way to go, but I got it done and got it done safely. I didn't get hurt or anything, so that made it all worthwhile.
Getting it done and not getting hurt is always a plus. That's always a good thing. And I'm sure Joy is glad of that, too.
Joy kind of went back in helicopter mode there when Steven and I were tearing roof off and the rafters down. Yeah, nothing fell on us. She landed her helicopter, so she's still watching out, but she wasn't hovering like she was when Stephen and I both were out there. But she says that she wasn't watching that closely, but she stayed out on the back porch and watched us for quite a long time. And so she said she wasn't as worried since Stephen was out there with me, but she still sat out there, and I don't blame her. I would have too.
If nothing else, enjoy the show, right?
Nothing like it.
The trees I had took down were right there at my antenna, so I had to get them laid down in between that and the power lines. So that's why I had somebody come in and help me do that. But they come in and I topped those big fir trees I had in the front yard there, too. I had them topped while they were here.
You'll be able to see them bears and things a whole lot better now. See them down on the road down below your house instead of being up there in your driveway.
They stay outside, and I know they're out there. We're good. I hadn't seen him around lately, but that don't mean he ain't there.
After all, we build our homes right in the middle of theirs.
Don't really give them a whole lot of credit for that, but, you know, that's the name of the game. You know, you come down this way all the time. You know where they're building that new industrial park over there behind the racetrack? I saw that in the news the other night, and I showed that to Joey and called her in there to look at it. And, oh, she got upset. And, I mean, yeah, she's a tree hugger, but she's not a tree hugger, if you know what I mean. She loves trees, but, you know, she knows that every once in a while we have to cut some down. But the way they clear cut all of that over there, it tore her up. And, but she's over it now. But, yeah, it displaced a lot of animals from over in that area. I was riding down the road going down to the service station and almost ran over a great big old copperhead snake. He was crossing the road. And luckily there were no other vehicles coming, so I stopped and watched him going across the road. He went from that spot over there that used to have trees, it's bare now over there into the trees, right up next to a house. And I said, well, maybe I ought to knock on the door and tell those folks they got a poisonous snake in their yard.
I definitely want somebody to let me know, so, especially if they got kids or animals, to be deadly for one of those.
But I'm glad. Well, I don't know if those folks have got it, pets or children, either one. I had never seen anybody. Well, I have to. I saw an older gentleman out in the yard one day. He was on a riding lawnmower, so if he's up on a riding lawnmower, he's probably safe. But I haven't seen any children or animals out there in the yard, so I didn't stop. I probably should have. It'd probably been neighborly of me, but I didn't. But anyway, you know, that's the way it is when we start messing with their homes and where they live and sort of thing. They got to go somewhere, so we got to kind of put up with them, I guess.
I mean, they're entitled to it just as much as we are, if you look at it that way. But you got to have a healthy respect for them. A bear and copperheads and rattlesnakes up here are what you really got to watch out for.
I'm pretty well put up with a lot of things. Yeah, the bears normally make enough noise that you can hear them coming or you can see them coming, but them rattlesnakes, yeah, unless they get real noisy and just like well, the other poisonous snakes that we have, they don't make any noise. Yeah, they crawl through dry leaves and not make a sound. So, I don't know which one's worse there, Patrick, the bear or the snake.
I'd rather have the bear, because I can see him. Snakes is a different story. And as long as I see the snake, I'm okay with it. But my philosophy on that, the only good snake is a dead one.
Yeah, most of the time on that. Now, I do have, there's a few snakes that I don't mind, and especially if I see them first, you know, I'll leave them alone. Well, I'll leave them all alone if I see them first, but I got a black snake out here in, well, I say in my building. We've got two little metal outbuildings. The bigger one is mine. I call it mine. I put the tiller and all the gas-powered implements in it. And the other little, the smaller metal building is Joy's, and that's where she keeps all her potting stuff. And that big old black snake, I think that's her pet more than it is anybody else's. But it stays in that building a lot and keeps the mice away. So, you know, she don't have any mice in her building. She got a snake, but ain't got no mice.
I'll tell you a quick story, and then a funny story happened to me. And then I'll let you go, because I know you got other people waiting. When Elise was pregnant with Michael is when pagers were still a big thing. And I had one of those, because cell phones weren't that big a deal then. And I had one of them little bitty ones that you wear on your belt clip. Well, I was under a house working for my uncle, because I used to do plumbing
repair work and all that for my uncle. So I was under there fixing some plumbing, and he had plastic under the whole house. And I hadn't been wearing this pager maybe 2 days. And that thing went off, and I come out from under that house. And I thought something had a hold of me.
Had that thing on vibrate, didn't you?
And took a little getting used to that.
Well, I used to have a pager years ago, too. And matter of fact, I had, when they, the first pager I had was a voice pager, you know. People call it, and it, it was just like a little speaker down there, and it left you a voicemail. And you could hear what they were saying most of the time, but if you were in a noisy environment, you couldn't tell what they were saying. Then they came out with the digital things, with the, you know, for the numbers and the vibrate and all that stuff on it. When I got me one of those, and I was like you, it took me a while to get accustomed to it. But, you know, I never crawled under a house with it on, so I don't know what that would have been like. Now, I worked with a guy, he was a truck driver and a mechanic. Got out of the truck and went in the shop, and he was laying under a truck one night, and I went out to the shop and was talking to him, and he started fussing and snorting at me, telling me to leave him alone. I said, "Hey, bud, I'm not bothering you. I'm halfway across the room over here." I said, "I'm over here at the office, and you're over there under a truck." He cranked, come out from under the truck, and he shook his bitch's leg, and a small snake fell out. He reached down, picked it up, took it outside, threw it out in the yard, you know, in the grass. Yeah, but you get close to him with a spider or show him a spider web, he went crazy.
Lots of people that way. they got a phobia of spiders, and I don't know, they don't bother me too bad. Like I said, I used to crawl under houses all the time, so kind of got used to it. And as long as I didn't get any surprises, I could see it. It didn't bother me, but I didn't care for any kind of surprises. Rats, snakes, possums, coons, any of that stuff. As long as I could see it, we're good. And the pager was, I'd already killed a couple of snakes that day before I got started good. I already had that on my mind watching for them anyway.
Let's picture you under a house with a pager on, and you're probably up there around in the mountains up there around North Carolina. But that pager going off, you thinking it was a rattlesnake or something. already on you didn't know what to do with it, but gosh. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then, was it?
It's not. But Gary, I'll back on out of here and let you get down the list. I don't want to hold you up, but it's good to talk to you. And please tell Joey at least nice and hello. And hope you have a good day tomorrow and get your rest of your shop tore down so you can get your new one going up. But it's good to talk to you, Gary, and look forward to calling the net tomorrow night so I can stay around and talk with whoever decides to stay. So I'll back on out of here. KO4HK, I'm clear. 73.
I will relay your message in there to Joey. You please tell Miss Elise we said hello from down here, and I hope y'all have a wonderful evening, and we'll be, and Lord willing, we'll be here for the net tomorrow night, and I'll maybe holler with talk a little bit more and let you know what I got done, if I get it completed. But one of the reasons that's, one of the things that slowed me down is I've had this gentleman bring in a dumpster, and I filled one up, and that was with the roof and the shingles and some other trash that I had in the yard. And then I had him bring in another one, and that was all the rafters and the front part, and then some other stuff that I had laying around in the yard that I got rid of. And I was waiting on him to bring me an empty so I could keep going. So, you know, you get one of them big old dumpsters empty, I don't want to get it down on the ground and then have to, you know, work around it and then pick it up and throw it in the dumpster later. So I just soon get it all done at one time. You know, I've got a place to put it when I take it down. So that's what's taking me a little bit of time on that. But we're going to see what we can do tomorrow, and we'll go from there. But anyway, you and Miss Elise have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Sorry for the late check-in. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton. And I'll be in and out tonight.
DOS. Nice to hear you again this evening. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane at home in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Nick. Hope you're doing well. And, Nick, don't worry about what time it is. We ain't closing the net out yet. So as long as you get in here while somebody's talking, or if I'm calling and you are a minute or two late and I've closed it out, if you call me, I'll still get you in the log. But do appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Have a good field day weekend. Get all that out in just a minute. Then I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And hope you have a wonderful weekend. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Next up is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
4DOS in the net. This is KK4JBQ. What have we been up to? Well, Donna's working hard on a series of Zentangles. The project was called Zentober, I think. You know, it was supposed to be accomplished during October last year. She just showed it to me yesterday, and we were talking about it today about how to get it mounted on the wall. It's a 10-inch square with, I don't know how many days October had in it, but there was a little bitty tiny Zentangle block for all 30 days. If October has 30 days. I didn't count them, but that's generally what the thing was about. And to look at that, the detail is just astounding. And she doesn't do this under magnification. Her eyes are, well, you might say, not terribly challenged. All my work in life, I worked half an inch away from my work, you know, with setting diamonds and working on watches and, you know, stuff like that. So I pretty gave it up. I pretty well gave it up. And my close vision, anyway. But it's just amazing. And this is from a woman who 3 years, maybe 4 years ago, didn't think she had an artistic bone in her body. She would say, no, I'm not good at that kind of thing. And then she gets all excited about Zentangle, and oh goodness, she's even gone to conferences and workshops and such as that. She's a bona fide licensed Zentangle instructor. I don't know what she'll do with that. But anyhow, that was fun. That was fun. And all I wanted to say before it slips my mind, things do slip my mind these days, that Shane was right. It is great to hear you call the net again. I know you just take a day off and then call the net again. But we all enjoyed it. We all profit from your dedication, and we thank you for that. Gosh, a lot of things have been mentioned, and well, let me send it back to you, and if you got anything to say. But I just got a whole bunch of things written down here. KK4JVQ.
Glad that y'all had a wonderful day so far. I would like to see that Zentangle. I've never heard of it. That just means that I've never heard of it. That's all it means. But I would like to see what it looks like. It sounds absolutely fantastic. You put a pencil in Joy's hand and tell her to draw a picture or something, and you can almost tell what it is. But you put a paintbrush in her hand, and she can freehand with paint. It's just marvelous. I don't know where these women get all their talent from. I guess they've got to be somebody talented in each family, and with you and me, it's our pretty little brides.
So we are, you and I are two of the most fortunate men. We those two women have been in the same room together, and you and I have been in the room, and I know that's what's going on in my mind too. Joy is such a, well, she's got the right name for one thing. She is a joy to have, just great company. Talking about that, this little something I learned from the jewelry industry. The people who grade pearls, men don't grade pearls. Just put it that way. Oriental women genetically have the best eyesight for color differentiation, the tone of color. So that's how pearls are graded, as well as size and how they conform to, the shape that you might expect. Those that are not really round are called Baroque. That's not broke, that's Baroque. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting thing, and I learned that in the trade, and fascinating too, what I'd like to do is your email address, I think, is your call sign at bellsouth.com, is that right?
Mountain have his save. It's bellsouth.net, but the rest of it is correct. It's my call at bellsouth.net.
I've heard you give it over the air before, so that's why I felt justified to check verbally. It's been out there. So I made a note of that, and I'll send you a copy. I know she's taking pictures. She takes pictures of everything she does. So I'll grab that. I'll just do the best I can to render it in a way that it can be appreciated for what it is. Just amazing. Anyway, to get on to something else, something I'm curious about, you're building a new steel building with three dumpster loads of stuff to carry off. It must have been quite a building, for one thing. And so the building to replace it must be even more so. I was wondering, I would want electricity in that building. And I wonder if it's already there, or perhaps it can be You know, that's what I was wondering, because, you know, it's shelter, for one thing, and maybe you'd want a little air conditioner in there. Oh, yeah. And maybe you'd want to run a power tool in there. Okay. And you hadn't mentioned anything about whether you have electricity at your building.